10:24.
Okay.
I'll call to order and stand for the pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
I move to approve the agenda.
After we get into the motion.
Yes, I move to approve the agenda.
A second. Thank you. Okay, discussion. Any changes we'd like to see?
We're gonna add those things that we had missed, that we have in our previous work session, which was, here there. Thank you. I think we're waiting on this one, right? Where we're gonna do the parking proposal?
Parking.
We're gonna delay the comp plan one, right?
Yes. And the other thing we're going, okay, excuse me. Yeah, the other is, that I want.
Oh, with the,
The Greg Sciop.
Greg Sciop, yes.
What do we need to put on this agenda about that? Just that we're going to take that up?
You can add it as a discussion item. Can't make, you know, can't make action, but yeah.
But since we've already discussed it.
Then we don't need to add anything.
Okay, so it's just the parking proposal that we're gonna take.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Does Steve need to be up here for that?
Yeah.
He knows he is. He's down covering.
Radion.
Yeah.
He's in the office waiting. I mean, he's doing things, but.
Yeah, he said he had a thousand.
Well, when do you wanna, when do, would you like to do that? Where do you wanna add that?
First? After the public comment?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it before we go into executive session. So after public comment, which there'll be so much of, you can tell.
Got public comment, Rick?
No, not sure.
I'll be up there in one moment.
Well, the comment when it comes to parking, though, I'll let them talk.
As far as the budget goes. So, are you, would you be happy to revise your, to add the item?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Let's, we'll propose to, make a motion to add the parking proposal in the agenda after public comment.
For discussion.
For discussion purposes.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Public comment. Well, I see hordes clamoring to impress us with their ideas, but none of them are willing to talk, so that's zero. Do we want to ask to postpone the parking thing until after the executive session? I just don't know what Steve's talking about.
I think he'd be, unless he was, he'd come around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can just be patient for a moment.
Sure.
Could we go ahead and do the public comment at the end right now?
I did talk to the board, about the one Steve, his name, that was up at that last meeting that we had. He was, he was fine. He just had three questions that I answered for him, so he was gonna come to you, so. He was one of, he spoke to me about yesterday. I had to get up and leave, like.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Oh, right, he's a good voter here.
What was his question?
Yeah.
I'm interested in what inspires somebody to come to a commission meeting.
He was wanting to talk about parking was not an issue that he has, for sure. So, I just told him that, we're definitely moving forward with, the ideas that we're creating to make it. He's better for our tenants, you know, and stuff like that, and he wanted to know about our, camera system that we have here and how we're gonna upgrade that. That's what that is in the works too, you know, that we're moving forward with a lot of, updated stuff. And then he was happy to hear about, the middle bathrooms being addressed too, you know, that, because I'm not sure if it's his wife or if it's somebody in his family that's also got issues that, needs he's a better ramp.
Yeah, a better entry and leading point for the bathroom. So,
okay.
And so those are the three ideas that he was happy with. And then the Wi-Fi, you know, of course, that's always for better tenants. So, and I just tell them moving forward, we're going to start pulling line. Steve, Austin, whoever else, myself, we'll go down and start pulling line for to make this all work. So.
And this is why it's so important for you to be active members of there at meetings.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. It's about to him, yeah, because it's been like, yeah, that's great.
All right, so Ray came up to me, and well, I agreed with him too. We have an issue with tenant parking. We only have 45 spaces currently. We did a revision to our parking already here a few years back, and we took 50 of those tenant spaces and turned them into numbered spaces.
Mm-hmm.
How long ago?
2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago. Our proposal was to take 45 back and turn them back into tenant.
What happened was that you all know is that the revenue came over into issue, which we're all on the board of revenue, but it came over common sense, just me saying it, is that because the tenants are our revenue also, they're our bread and butter, and so it was like that gentleman that came in and talked to us up there at the 33 that one day out. He comes down here every day, but when he had to start parking up behind the movie theater and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's just one of many, just so you know, that I get to interact with, so they didn't have a lot of concerns, so I mean, we're moving forward too with getting some of the tenants that have two cars down here, you know, where some are playing fair with others. So it's just a matter of just absorbing it all and trying to figure out a good plan for that. This is how Steve got it going here. So.
Yeah, so basically, I've got it all right now, what my proposal was, but we figured around 1/3 of our permanent merge spaces, which is around 90 spaces.
Okay.
So we currently have 45, so we've got another 45 back. I realize that is a loss in revenue. I do have numbers for you if you want any questions on how much that is. The other proposal is to convert part of the hospital into more parking for future. That could be a long-term goal, years down the road,
mm-hmm.
because currently it is zoned residential, so we really can't do anything with it right now. And that process alone, rezoning, is going to take several years.
Or if it wasn't rezoned, there might be, if it's residential, you might be able to do a conditional use permit for that in that zone. I think that you might be able to do that. So look at that and see.
Yeah,
that might be a thought.
You know? It's just something for the future. I see the growth. I mean, just to give you an example, Bentec parking numbers last year were $136,000 for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
The end of last month, we were at $135,000. So there's still 3 months left for that to increase, and I just kind of see that as going the way it's going to keep increasing and keep increasing exponentially. This is happening even without the passenger-only ferry. So.
Mm-hmm.
So I had somebody that I know that kind of does parking lots of stuff, and he just kind of went out and measured off and just did it. And obviously, we have to use engineers, and we have to know how much green space we have to still, you know, but and then keep the house and the park in order so we ever want to do something down the road. I mean, it's just a thought that we came up with either anywhere from 110 to 135 more spots up there.
Oh, up there?
Yeah, if we did do like Steve.
On the hill property.
On the hill property and part of the park property, yeah.
Which a current estimate, you know, the money we earn off of parking now is roughly about $150,000 of revenue a year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really see that property generating that kind of revenue with anything else on.
And it was supposed to be green space.
Yeah, that was the other thought. And I don't know if this could be tied in. I know Kitsap County wants to do a major stormwater revision in bioswells, and you could horse trade with them and let them do the forward part of that property.
Yeah.
Which might help with getting permits and civil engineering done on the property and whatnot. So that was another problem that came up.
And then you keep the front end of it toward the water, but as still as your park, if you want, we ever decide to get the house out of there for whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, you could also incorporate that possibly down the road for
kayak facility type of thing up there at the waterfront there, because we still have a dock down
yeah.
in front
right.
that we can use. You know, granted, you're going to have to go with high
tide. High tide only.
My thought was also the same dock. If you came up and you stored it down below there, that if people want to get out there, they'll throw their kayaks down the boat ramp. And they can go from there. But
so you're saying that converting, so the lease that we have on the hill property, that's not the house, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the hill property right now, does it say anything in the lease about that we can't use it as a park?
No.
I have to double check that. I don't think so. I read through it. I wasn't looking for that.
But the lease at this point is,
It's month to month.
Month to month.
We did not, when it expires a few months back, we did not. I just sent them a letter that said it's just month to month. And that's what we're keeping.
But is what they're renting the entire property? Or just
that's one portion? I would have to check. So I go down.
That'd be a list of things.
Yeah.
Currently, they're not maintaining the upper part of that property. I mean, it was beautiful when we took it over, and we maintained it for a while there. So we rented it out.
Yeah,
it's
only.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Okay.
So, your proposal is that if we turn those two, the hill and the top property, into parking areas, and then possibly a small boat facility down on the lower part where the house is. Interesting.
Or Mileswell Park, just kind of like ours, Marina's set up now. I would have the parking spots here, and then you have the walkway and the Mileswells. Something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it could set up tying the stormwater too. And that could be.
Is that down the top property or the
hill?
No. And there is a really cool walkway that people don't know about in front of that top property.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's there, slowing down, built with huge basalt rock.
Yeah, right.
We've got to preserve that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just really cool.
In fact, I'm going to be mounted or something, too.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't know the logistics of what it would take to get an engineering portion of it, but like I said, parking has always been on my mind, and I know a lot of people didn't like me for mentioning that when we first purchased this property, but I can see this coming, and it's just...
So have we looked at what, you know, considering what those properties are worth and what they put into them, what kind of revenue would be generated from having parking spaces on there?
$150,000 a year at current numbers.
Just for those properties?
Just for those properties. So.
For how many spaces?
That'd be based on 110.
Mm-hmm.
There could be 150 possibly.
And that sure would help alleviate. That would help alleviate some of the problems that we're definitely going to be coming into with the truck and trailer when those spots leave and we don't have an overflow for them. There's going to be people trying to park anywhere and everywhere like they're already doing right now. That's going to help, because that was one reason, one of the big reasons why that boat ramp was built, was for recreational fishermen. And
yeah,
so us providing so many spots on top of the ones that are done.
Well, probably talk rail probably had a detail with that.
So minimum 24. And I wanted to say it goes through some of the vague areas of that I looked at. It's all the way up to 32, but right now it's the 24 that we're really on the hook for, and then we were supposed to provide.
You did find that information.
Yeah.
It's
right there. You know, yeah. It goes from 24 to.
Yeah, I think I read the sheet that said what we had to do from that
point. Yeah. The IEC, was it?
Yeah. We started on IEC.
That's a thought.
Granted, you're going to have the Mr. Karsmeyer and other people down the road that are totally against it. That, you know, we got to do what's. And I'm not telling them what to do. I'm just saying we just got to figure out the parts.
Some of the other things that have been brought up before would be dry stack storage.
Yeah.
Or that type of thing, too, maybe.
Or still if somebody tried to develop something just to be.
Right. Yeah.
But if, in the meantime, before we decided if we chose to use it as parking,
when you turn it into parking, I think by the time you asphalt it over, it's going to stay there. You're not going to turn it back. I also think that there needs to be a conversation with that builds on the whole thing with the business community about the whole parking scene, we've got to involve ourselves, I think, with TxDOT Transit and take, really say, we need to solve this problem, people. And maybe it's a parking garage or a garden standards area. maybe it's, who knows, but people, I'm also really up in the air about having any interest in converting those into parking lots. Because it's pretty magical property to have here in town. So I think this is, we can bring ourselves to go that way. This seems like a really solid approach.
Yeah.
But I think we have to, 100 parking spots isn't going to solve the problem for the community, and we need to look, I think, at this in a bigger context of what are all the pieces that can help solve it. And I don't think it'll just be the Ron Cosmos of the world. They'll say, why are you taking all the precious waterfront and turning it into parking? So I think I couldn't possibly make a decision about this.
No.
Until we have a much bigger conversation, but this is an important piece that we need to think about.
But you are asking us to consider the changing parking spaces,
right.
over to
back to
permit parking, right? Paid parking.
Yeah.
Think about it for the future and down the road, 5-10 years, something to keep in mind.
That's what you're thinking.
Yeah.
But the permit parking is an issue already.
Yeah.
If there was a fast ferry coming, I think we should hopefully they do decide on that sooner than later.
Right.
Because it takes a lot of order, and then to actually clear space, my space, and turn off the numbers and redo.
Oh, right.
The wording on
it. Yeah, okay.
With a commission.
So, thinking about the big question for thinking about the increase in mortgage rates, every mortgage tenant gets a parking pass as part of their mortgage.
They get a pass and they pay for a second one currently.
Oh, they pay for a second one if they
$20.
So we were hoping to make that a non-refundable one instead of refundable.
Well, yeah.
Because they just have to pay for the pass.
They're paying for the
pass. Well, they get two spots, essentially, right?
Yeah. So, because I know just reaching out like we do, and we talk to show shoulder, they get a pass that they pay for, and their second one is $200. A year, and they're not guaranteed a spot. Not saying we're in that category.
Yeah.
I'm just saying is that, you know, I think $20 for second parking pass non-refundable isn't asking too much in my opinion, because we would make a little more revenue.
$20 a month?
$20, you know, once we give it to them. One time fee for a second one.
Wow.
Right now, if they return it, we return $20 back to them.
This seems crazy.
Yeah. And how are we going to control then those, are those people going to be commuters? And that is a commuter space.
That's what I'm saying. We're just trying to wrap our head around everything that we need to get going out there. And that's almost, you know, I mean, that's serious to be told. And I got Marvin out there working feet and feet for 2-3 hours a day when he's out there just letting me say this and towards them. But when it gets to be a lot colder, it's going to be a different.
So why are they allowed 2 spaces?
That's always what we've spent in our rules.
We've never been
doing that. Actually, I think you're here to pull up rules and regs. It's the one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not in the rules. Uh-huh. Nobody ever ratified their name. Yeah, so we just kind of
Because it seems to be we all know what's been going on. I mean, we all
right.
know.
Right.
We all know that people are using their permits. Or coming down and parking and just taking the ferry. That's fairly
well. There are a lot of people who may charge $22 and $16 or $26 to commute and parking down.
But
we don't have an handful of
them. So there's $25 or $22.
Yeah. There's only a handful of people.
And what does a person that wants to be a commuter parking not a tenant pay?
So 85,
which we are hoping to be 85 a month.
Yeah, and so we have such a long list of people on the wait list now that are anticipating this theory that raising that number up is on our radar too. So, I mean, Wendy and I have been working on a number, including Jeanette, because she's the one who's in charge of it. So, you know, keep it at the 50 number is what we have. And it looks like Steve's got everything.
So, yeah, another part of that is, so currently at 85, it generates $45,000 a year for those 50 spaces.
Oh, okay.
If those are converted using my average per parking numbered space is $1,550 per space per year. At current, that last year's numbers, those spaces are worth $77,500. So if they could generate
for 50 spots.
If they work monthly and they were just turned in a number. And we're going to raise that. The rate is going to go up, so we're going to raise it to 100. So that will make it $60,000 a year versus
$77,500.
Yeah. 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 That's another proposal.
Oh, right. Yeah.
To raise that. But well, I don't know how I feel. I think it's good to have the commuter parking, but then again,
the monthly, but I
kind of go both ways. I think I'd just to do away with it and have them all numbered. But
there are other lots in town.
Yes.
That are unused to their capacity that charge less than that a month.
Well, it's a convenience, I think, here.
Got a chunk. And Jenny did the same thing.
Yeah.
Can we get a copy of that chart?
Yeah, that was a secondary thing. I was doing this with my proposal when I started crunching numbers for that. I was like, probably could be making more money if they were monthly.
So if we take away the term.
But it's not that much at this point, even though. It's a lot right now.
The reason why you have the monthly is to consistently have
Yeah.
But with the fact that you're coming out, it doesn't matter.
Anybody else want to
comment? That's the whole thing about all the parking, is it's all. A lot of it has to do with the bathroom area. I mean, you're not going to really see what's going to happen.
There's one more.
We have 73 spaces here, it looks like. I mean, whenever this photo was taken, there's...
This survey was done within the last 6 months. She went around to all the spaces. She went around with them a few times a week just to see how they were utilized and discovered that they did have vacancies in them during the week that they were not being utilized.
Is that what the percentage is and how many is
basically utilization during the week?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I know. Harry Child is right next to it. Right across the street.
Oh, number four.
But the court is so convenient for them. They look for convenience first instead of looking outside the box.
Yep. Rushing to get the boat and
look at the difference in charges.
Oh,
I mean, you know,
65.
You're looking at, you know, 20 bucks a month difference, and you're, what are you, walking a minute?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe?
So is there no rate on the Olympic Property Group?
I don't think she got a call back. Okay. If there was no rate on there, she didn't get a call back.
And then the other question is, where is the Olympic Property Group?
What? Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. I don't know which
one.
It's right behind six.
So is it seven?
No, it's the one heading out towards West Kingston.
Oh.
It's in between the flower shop and the six.
Yeah. Well, they don't have any spots there, I don't think. Do they?
No, but other than like maybe two or three in the lot.
So, number 9 is $75.
Oh, 75? Oh. I'm sure that's...
Yes.
I'm sure that's full.
Do you know how many are
there? Do you know how many spots there are?
Maybe 30?
Yeah, I think that's probably a good number. Yeah.
Okay. and it's going to be a lot
of time. 45 or 30 minutes.
And the percentage is what is taking up of the spaces, right?
Mm-hmm. Percent full. Because she went back a few times to check to see when.
This is such helpful information.
It is.
And so if we were going to, without considering anything else, say, yes, let's change the pay for the parking to permit, how much time do you need to do that? You mentioned something
about the budget, but for the tenant people, we need to give them a heads up whether we're having one or not.
So,
2 months would be nice.
How long it would take us to do the change?
Doesn't matter. The whole thing of questions on the way up. Both to do it and when we need to make a decision.
Probably 2 weeks.
Okay. 2 weeks to do it?
Yeah.
And when would we need to notify tenants?
The tenants, as far as the permitted parking, it doesn't
matter.
No, they'll see it.
The numbers away. What do you have to do?
You don't have to do
anything to the numerics or the how you pay them for the market.
No. It would be interesting. We'd lose some numbers of each, but the number system would still work.
Yeah.
Those numbers wouldn't be there anymore.
Right.
So, are there 90 tenants that would use the parking during the week?
I wondered about that. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we have to nail that down to one. If that's what they're going to do, we would get a lot of fight back on it. But if that's what we need to do, that's what we need to do.
I don't know how to do a study like that. How do we figure out how many? It's one thing I don't have a number for.
Yeah, and I think that was a concern about why we changed it to number spots because the not so busy season and you wanted revenue. So.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Is there any way we could do? Which may just be something to think about, numbered during the off-season and working in the busy season.
Well, we have the system of the vent technicians. I'm sure we can pull some kind of report.
I wasn't at this moment looking at reports so much as conceptually, could we do that in the future? Could the world work with us doing it one way in the winter and one way in the summer? Something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
We have how many? 106 tenants?
What about the transient entry mortgage? Do they ask for So how many people are we going to pull in for that?
If
I get one parking pass, and if I have 12 votes in there, one's already got one. Probably another 10.
Another 10 of that.
Yeah.
So,
and that's them coming and going too. So I mean, they're not
sure.
Living here. Some live in Edmonton. Some Shoreline. They want to keep their boat here, and they're more than happy to.
Right.
So do they just move a car here too?
No. They take a car with them. But when they come here to get on their boat and do stuff, then they have a parking pass with them. I don't encourage them to just drop their car off. I don't try to get after them and just say, take it with you. Most of them do.
Yeah.
I mean, all with the little boys, of course.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
The little boys. They only get one. So.
So little boys only get one space?
The ones that I have on my winter mortgage.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I have another proposal too. Instead of doing it all in one shot, because we don't really have a good number of how many tenants are using it,
is do it slowly.
Sort of phase it.
Yeah, grab up five or just one in each spot 1 year and see if that was enough. And then the next year, if it's not, do it again.
I think I'd go to 10, like you said, yeah. You know, go to at least 10 to start with. And the reason why I say that is because I know that we can go out there and count just about every day where they, you know, the placards that are on a numbered spot.
Yeah.
Right. So,
yeah.
To get an idea there, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, both placards, they're
that are bottom spots. They can order permit or numbers.
Oh, and they're those that are tenant. Yeah, okay. So that would be good to know that. Yeah, to check that out.
Do we know who has permits, parking permits in, among the tenants?
Yeah.
Because we keep over on their account and keep what they have.
You're thinking about
another
thing or something and ask.
I was just about to ask. How are you using your parking permit at this point?
Send out a survey along with our monthly bills?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah. Have a few boxes that they can check.
Yeah.
Give them options. So they're not just filling it in.
Here's things I've done this month. My things aren't committed.
Yeah, we'll do our own special. We'll just go around a couple times a day and count on it, count the area.
So the permit's numbered or anything?
Yes.
The placard that they have, right?
Yeah,
it has a number on it, so you know who it is.
Yeah, we rotate them every year.
Oh, good.
And make them.
That's my next.
Yeah. Colors and
yeah.
Right. We just started doing that last year, which makes a lot of sense for that.
Yeah. And we may need to take another look at the very generous parking permit program for the farmers market. It's pretty ridiculous that they spend $25 a year and have access to truck and trailer parking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's wonderful. They love it. But,
I think they're going to have to just find their own parking and pay for it because, I mean...
But maybe we work a deal with Dave Wetter from his lot and let him park up there. It's no farther
away. On the weekend, because they usually
don't use it anymore. No farther away to walk. Okay, so another thing to think about.
We're losing revenue there.
Just
kidding. Well, are we losing revenue there?
No, I think it's a gain.
Because
you're making, well... 25, maybe if somebody parks every single weekend, you're making 50 cents a day for
right.
A good part of the day.
And for something else too.
Yeah, that could be sold for something.
Well, a lot of people will, I mean, what we do is take a ferry, go in a public spot, and then once you leave, somebody else comes in, so you're getting double the revenue, you know, in that one spot. I know that happens.
Okay,
so then for the budget, my question is, let me ask you, we need to decide if we do want to keep the tenant, just keeping the monthly
The monthly 85 a month.
Yes. If you want to keep it, and if so, we were thinking of $100 a month.
That's for the total raise that. That's for 50 spots. We're actually taking 105 is what it was.
Oh, that's the $100?
I didn't realize I did my numbers on
Okay. Remember that way we
take it from $45 a year to $75 a year.
25% increase would be 105.
When do we need to have that for you?
20 budget.
And when do we need to have that for you?
Jeanette's sending out notices to the people, so need to let them know that's being considered right now, and then, you know, coming up with a number would be a good one, so sooner than later. I think maybe within a month, we're trying to get them up high.
So is this just for tenant container parking, or is this for
container?
For just container.
Yeah.
For 50 spots, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
And then I know we had talked about raising daily parking anyway from 8
to
6 to 8.
Right.
From 6 to 8.
Yeah.
And then checking the other from 7 to 10.
Yeah. And I'm just being official, I'm on board with that one. As you said, when my wife and I go for a ride to all these different forests and looking around and doing what I do, most of them are at $10 already. You go down to Oregon, you're paying $13 to $15 to launch your boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them have parking.
Yeah, exactly. And for me, my position, I'm not even guaranteed a spot there. It's just the ones you're voting for.
All right. So the 6 to 8 is for
the car.
Daily.
So the daily parking. Daily
and
car.
The 7 to 10
is for insurance.
Per 6 hours.
Per 12 hours.
Per 12, I'm sorry.
We don't need to be such a good deal. Say, we're Kingston. Why should it be? We're Kingston. Okay.
And I still put Bainbridge, I mean, not the Bainbridge, we're the same, but Bainbridge is still $13 over there for 12 hours, or 12 hours, yeah.
Okay.
And ours will be 8.
And what's Paul's though? Everybody knew that the big waterfront lot, right? Which
yeah.
is free, which is big. Okay.
Yeah.
Do they have a large?
You can find a spot is the problem. Yeah.
Their lot is over the
whole lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a long walk. before the budget, I did put 8 and 10 for the daily rate.
Yeah, yeah.
Or yeah, entered that in, so you guys can see the dollars.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not the 105.
Oh, right.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Creative thoughts, great. Here, let's three more variables then.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry.
No, I'm just saying this is the whole budget thing is encompassing all of these operational changes that are all related to other districts. So that's what I'm saying. Oh, just throw a few more variables. I wasn't.
No.
The loaning doesn't I'm delighted with it, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't think there's any other items we need to do before recessing to executive session. It is 11 o'clock.
11. Good job.
And how about we assume we're going to reconvene at 11:45?
That's good.
And we can always make it. Can we make it shorter?
Yes.
That way we just have to walk out and tell people if they're waiting to get in with anybody. Yes.
Yeah.
All of the people. So, everyone. Okay. We're starting. Okay, so we're resuming session, and I just wanted to say that we had a wonderful, constructive conversation.
Yes.
And what we've agreed to do, we did narrow the field from 12 applicants to 5, and the steps that we're going to go through are, first, Lacey is going to notify the ones that we're setting aside for now, that we are setting them aside, but maybe if we have a next round, we would come back to them. We're also, Lacey's going to ask Arthur Shoneman to complete an application, because that has some specific information about salary, history, when they can start, and that sort of thing. And also, importantly, references. The third thing that Lacey will do is to notify the 5 that we're going to proceed with them to the next step, and that the next step is an individual interview with the commissioners, all to be 45 minutes long, on Thursday, October 11th. And that Steve will notify what day part it can be done. Yeah. And I will check with Frank Schmellick, our attorney, about the whether or not we can do those interviews in executive session.
No, you can't. But Jim, they had it all public, and we're at the fire district.
Yes, I do recall that, but I don't know that that was required. Do you know if that was required? I know that's
not the thing. I would think it would be required because it's legal. Yeah. You can double check.
Yeah, I'll just ask him.
Yeah.
And if we are going to do that on Thursday, October 11th, which is 9 days from now, we have plenty of time to interview, we need to notify the entire world. And then once we've done that, we'll narrow the field and that would definitely be an executive session that we would have that conversation and do reference checking and set up an opportunity for all staff to meet each of these people and could be all together or individually. I don't know quite how that will work. It will depend on what the requirements are for executive session versus versus the meeting. And and then from there, if we don't invite all of the public to the meeting on the 11th, then we'll have a public stakeholder opportunity to meet the candidates and make comments. And I think our hope would be that those steps with the five applicants would be the following week, which would be like the week of the 15th.
Okay.
We're
at WPPA that week.
The entire week?
No, the last 3 days.
The last 3 days.
18th, 19th.
Okay.
20th.
We can maybe see about doing something on that Tuesday.
Yeah. We'll see. Because it might, if it's, it depends on how extensive and what it is that we're trying to accomplish at that point.
Yeah.
But if we could, that would keep us moving, and I think there would be much to recommend that. And we do have the public comment meeting on the 16th, the Tuesday morning. Almost there. This is just this rolling huge ball. Okay. And WPPA potentially Wednesday. We could do this Wednesday morning because the travel is 3 hours in the afternoon. So maybe Wednesday morning. Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that pretty much what we agreed on?
Yeah. Wednesday the. Oh, on the other side, yeah. Wednesday the 17th, right?
Yeah.
Is the
beginning of WPPA and
the
year and another process.
Oh,
yeah.
There's an evening thing that night.
I'm thinking your lady's going to check on it for us. There usually is.
Yeah,
I have an eye, to pull, look for the agenda.
I thought. When I went online a couple of days ago, and it basically said it starts at 7 a.m. the next morning. I didn't mention it day or night, but...
Yeah, sometimes they do those, cocktail things, stuff like that, so...
Mm-hmm.
They don't really have that on the agenda. Well, I'll check and see or email Missy.
Well, I think it's conceivable we could have made a decision on how we're moving forward by the end of the month.
Okay.
That's still a reasonable target.
Okay. I guess we need to go with comment.
Should I make a motion to adjourn?
Oh, wait. First, no. You need to say public comment.
Oh.
The next item on the agenda?
Public comment. There is no public to comment.
Yes.
Our next regular meeting is October 25th at 1 p.m. at the Village Green Community Center.
Make a motion that we adjourned. That we
adjourned the adjournment.
Just bam.
Adjourned the adjournment. I like it.
Yeah, I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, there we go.
I can write.
We're starting.
Okay, so we're resuming session, and I just wanted to say that we had a wonderful, constructive conversation.
Yes.
And what we've agreed to do, we did narrow the field from 12 applicants to 5, and the steps that we're going to go through are, first, Lacey is going to notify the ones that we're setting aside for now, that we are setting them aside, but maybe if we have a next round, we would come back to them. Lacey's going to ask Arthur Shulman to complete an application, because that has some specific information about salary, history, when they can start, and that sort of thing. And also, importantly, references. The third thing that Lacey will do is to notify the 5 that we're going to proceed with them to the next step, and that the next step is an individual interview with the commissioners, all to be 45 minutes long, on Thursday, October 11th. And that Steve will notify what day part it can be done. Yeah. And I will check with Frank Schmellick, our attorney, about the whether or not we can do those interviews in executive session.
No, you can't. But Jim, they had it all public, and we're at the fire district.
Yes, I do recall that, but I don't know that that was required. Do you know if that was required? I know that's how
it was required, because the, you can double check.
Yeah, I was just asking.
Yeah.
And if we are going to do that on Thursday, October 11th, which is 9 days from now, we have plenty of time to interview, to notify the entire world. And then once we've done that, we'll narrow the field, and that would definitely be an executive session that we would have that conversation. And do reference checking, and set up an opportunity for all staff to meet each of these people, and could be all together or individually. I don't know quite how that will work. It will depend on what the requirements are for executive session versus the meeting. And And then from there, if we don't invite all of the public to the meeting on the 11th, then we'll have a public stakeholder opportunity to meet the candidates and make comments. And I think our hope would be that those steps with the 5 applicants would be the following week, which would be like the week of the 15th.
Okay.
We're
at WTPA
the entire week.
No, the last 3 days.
The last 2 days.
18th, 19th.
Okay.
20th.
We
could maybe see that. Mm-hmm. We do it sometime on that Tuesday.
Yeah. We'll see. Because it depends on how extensive and what it is that we're trying to accomplish at that point.
Yeah.
But if we could, that would keep us moving, and I think there would be much to recommend that. And we do have the public comment meeting on the 16th, the Tuesday morning.
Oh, gosh, that's right.
Well, that's this is just this rolling huge ball. Okay, and WCPA, potentially, Wednesday, we could do this Wednesday morning, because the travel is 3 hours in the afternoon, so maybe Wednesday morning. Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that pretty much what we agreed on?
Yeah, Wednesday the... Oh, on the other side, yes. October, yeah, Wednesday the 17th, right?
Yes.
Is the
beginning of WPA and another posture convention. Yeah.
There's an evening thing that night.
I'm thinking your Lacey's going to check on it for us. There usually is.
Yeah,
I have my note to pull. Look for the agenda.
I thought when I went online a couple of days ago that it basically said it starts at 7 a.m. the next morning. I didn't mention it day and night, but...
Yeah, sometimes they get things like cocktail things, stuff like that. So they don't really have that on the agenda. Well, I'll check and see or email Missy.
Well, I think it's conceivable we could have made a decision on how we're moving forward by the end of the month.
Okay.
So I think that's still a reasonable target.
Okay. I guess we need to go with
comments. Should I make a motion to adjourn?
Oh, wait, first you need to say public comments.
Oh.
The next item on the agenda?
Public comment. There is no public to comment.
Yes.
Our next regular meeting is October 25th at 1 p.m. at the Village Green Community Center.
Make a motion that we adjourn. That we
adjourn the adjournment.
Just bam. Adjourn the adjournment. I like it.
Yeah, and I second
all in favor?
Aye.
All right, there we go.
I can write.